有一首诗歌，它的歌名叫做《照我本相》。
There's a hymn. The name is Just As I Am.
就是我是怎么样的一个情形，我就很诚实的来到主的面前。
I just come before the Lord with an honest condition, just as I am.
我想这是我今天想要交通的题目。
This is my topic today.
弟兄姊妹，我这边要强调一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, I want to emphasize one thing.
对，只要我们应该怎么讲？只要我们还在这里聚会
，as long as we're still gathering here，
我们就会不断的强调我们信主的人一定要碰到主。
We'll continuously emphasize, and we as a believer, we need to continuously meet the Lord.
对，在灵里面呢，要与主相遇
，in our spirit, in our spirit to meet the Lord.
要与主有那个直接的交通。
There should be this direct fellowship with the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，愿意的人呢，愿意我们都照着我们的本相，常常来到主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, if you are willing, come before the Lord just as you are.
对，当你向他敞开的时候，就好像一个桥梁把你带到主的面前。
When you open up yourself to the Lord, it's like a bridge and the link, the way, bring you to the Lord.
对，刚刚这首诗歌，我一直都记得。
The hymn I have always remembered.
我记得事情是，这首诗歌是我第一次唱诗让我流泪的诗歌。
The hymn is the first time when I sing I cried.
因为这里面这个作诗人他向着主非常的诚实。
Because the symbolist is honest to the Lord.
对，他知道他现在遇到一个事情，他被感觉像是被击打。
He's in a certain sense and he's compressed.
对，他遇到一个事情，好像有一个非常宝贵的事物被从他生命当中挪去。
And there's a precious thing was taken away from him.
所以他里面有个心弦，那个 heartstring 有一个心弦好像被波动一样。
So the heartstring was shaken.
对，波动的时候感觉是疼痛不舒服的。
When the heartstring was played, then it's not feeling well.
但是很奇妙的，在这个波动的过程里面，神借这个人好像能够放出一首美丽的音乐。
Amazingly, in this process, there is a beautiful hymn out of him.
对，所以直到今天，每次唱这首诗歌，我都还是感觉很深刻的。
So until today, when singing this hymn, I still feel deeply impressed.
因为在当时唱这首诗歌的时候，我感觉是深渊与深渊响应。
So I can feel my heart talks to the heart of the hymnist.
我觉得弟兄的感觉好像能够帮助我。
The sense of the brother can help me.
对，虽然在好像相似的情形的底下，但是我知道这边有一位弟兄，他是转向主的。
Although in a similar situation, but there is a brother who turning toward the Lord.
所以这首诗歌是我心里面当时很大的安慰。
So it's my great comfort.
那个我今天讲的方式可能有一点点特别。
So the way I'm going to share today, maybe it's going to be special.
我在讲之前要先解释一下，就是要有一个前提之下呢，才不会有误解。
So before I share, I want to mention one thing. And under a certain condition, there is a prerequisite.For you and so that you won't be harmful hearing this message.
应该就是不会 misunderstand.
You will not misunderstand the message.
那我想要讲的方式呢，是说我们要做一个厚脸皮的人。
We need to be someone like boldly come before the Lord.
对对对，就是你讲的更难听一点，就是有点像很无耻又无赖的人。
In whatever way, just come before him.
像 shameless, shameless,
shameless.
对。Yeah.他这个意思不是说我们一个人犯了错他不认错的那种无赖。
This is not saying when you commit a sin and you not confess your sin.
而是说虽然我这个人像是一个破烂不堪的人，但是我还是厚着脸皮来到主的面前。
Even though I'm a wicked and wretched person, I still come before the Lord boldly.
所以我一定要先把这个意思先表达清楚。
So I want to emphasize this.
所以不要等一下我讲到很多无赖的情形，大家变成真的变成无赖不太好。
So that when I talk about shamelessly, you won't be a wretched person.
那这边有个前提哈。
There's a prerequisite.
就是说一个人心里面是不是还要主，或是说他不要主，这是一个很大的差别。
A person in his heart, is he still wanting the Lord, desiring the Lord or not? It's a big difference.
那有时候我碰到一些弟兄姊妹可能在一个比较属灵低沉的光景。
Sometimes I met some brothers and sisters, they're depressed in a down, circumstances.
对对，或是对主有一种冷淡的情形。
Or they're cold toward the Lord.
或是在一种很大的压力感觉有点胜不过了。
They are in the great pressure and they're not able to overcome.
那如果找我交通
，if they come to me to fellowship with me，
也许我会先问一个问题。
Very possibly I'll at first ask a question。
是的，我们知道说现在这位弟兄或姊妹感觉非常的受压与软弱。
Yes, indeed, and we all understand the brother or the sister feel compressed。
但我要问一个问题，请问你现在是否还仍然想要主？
But I'll ask a question. Are you still willing and desiring the Lord?
还是说你现在已经觉得对主有抵触，对他有拒绝，甚至不想要他了呢？
Or are you rejecting the Lord? You're against the Lord.
对，如果一个人还想要主的话，那就有盼望。
If someone still desires the Lord, there is still hope.
这个跟我们传福音的时候其实是非常相似的。
It's very similar as we preach the gospel.
对，当我们碰到一个福音朋友
，we meet a gospel friend.
先假设这个福音朋友他是觉得应该有神的。
Let's say if the gospel friend and believe there is a God.
好，既然你觉得宇宙当中应该有神
，so if you feel there is a God in the universe.
那我现在就要问你一个问题。
I'll ask you a question.
请问你既然你觉得有应该有神，请问你想要？认识神还是你不想要认识神？
You say you believe there is a God, and do you want to know and desire to know this God?
没有错，我还是强调，你这个人已经觉得宇宙应该有神了吗？
And you say there is a God in the universe.
但现在我要问你的意愿。
But I'll ask your will.
你想不想认识这位你觉得应该存在的神？
Are you willing to know this God?
还是说你觉得不 care 不无所谓
，or you just careless you don't care
啊、觉得跟我没有关系，我没有很想要找到他。
You feel it's not related to me, I'm not so much willing to find him。
这两个态度天差地远。
These two attitudes are drastically different。
就算这个人对主完全像一个白纸不认识
，and even though this person the knowledge of the God is like a white paper，
但只要心中有一个一点点的意愿
，If you just have a little bit of a desire and will，
啊，神就可以做
，and God can do His work。
那我这个跟他传福音的人，我也开始觉得有负担了。
And when I preach to share the gospel with him, I'll just have the burden in my heart。
因为他有个意愿想要找到主，不管这个意愿多大多小
，because he has this desire and will in his heart to seek the God。
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天不，我们会高高低低。
Brothers and sisters, we can go through up and downs.
对，我们没有一个基督徒敢说他是何等的那个刚强的。
No Christian can say I'm strong always.
对，我们很可能碰到一个环境一来，我们就好像跌倒躺下去了。
Very possibly when circumstances come and we just fall down.
但这边有一个很大的一个关键。
But there is a key here.
我是否还想要主？
For me, am I still desiring the Lord?
我既然是一位，我确定我是一位神的儿女。
I know I'm a child of God.
对，我是否里面还有一丝的一个心愿？主啊，我仍然是要你的。
Am I willing? And there's still a desire. And Lord, I still want you.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是一个很大的。关键的不同。
So brothers and sisters, this is a great difference.
好，我记得以前有个弟兄，有个年长弟兄，他用了一个比较俗语的方式。
I remember an elder brother used this saying example.
哇，他讲的时候，我心中 非常的阿们。
When he was sharing, I amen.
他说有的时候呢，不好意思，大家叫 bear with me 啊。有的时候呢，我们好像狗一样。
Sometimes we're like dogs.
虽然我们很不行。
Even though we're weak, we're not able.
但只要主在这里，在那里。
Unless the Lord is here or there,
我就是滚着爬着呢，我也都要往那边去。
I'll crawl or just climb to that place.
啊，我当时一听了这个话，好俗气啊。
When I heard this, I feel this is not very eloquent.
啊，但是我真的很阿们。
But I really amen to that.
也就是说，当你这个人心中有一点点意愿要主的时候
，When you just have a little desire of the Lord.
这就是我的身上的写照。
This is the example of myself.
对对对，也就是说，哎呀，这个我觉得好像没什么脸来看主。
I feel I have no face to meet the Lord.
但是我脸皮厚嘛，够厚。
I'm shameless.
所以呢，我不管滚着呢，或是爬着呢，我都一定要来到主的面前。
No matter it's crawling or climbing, I have to come before the Lord.
对，不管我被打击到一个躺平的情况。
No matter I'm just pressed down,
或是说我真的是那个好像有点瘫痪的感觉
，or I'm paralyzed,
但是因为我心中有还是有那个要主
，but in my heart I still desire the Lord.
所以就算我有一点点的只剩一点点力气呢，我都要爬到主的面前。
Even though there is the last breath, I will just crawl to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，照着我们的本相
，so brothers and sisters, just as I am.
虽然我们在一个比较软弱的光景
，Even though we're weak，
但是那个要主的那个意愿呢，成了一个很大的关键。
This will of desiring the Lord is the key。
对我接下来想要用几个例子、几个方面来解释这个，也不能说脸皮很厚，就是解释这个照着我本相要来到主面前的一个情况。
I'll use a few examples to illustrate and shamelessly and boldly come before the Lord。
第一个方面是我愿意接受这个之前年长弟兄的负担，讲到不要惧怕。
The first aspect, I'll just continue the burden with our elder brother. Do not be afraid.
那先讲的是说，如果我们有惧怕
，if we're afraid,
就照着我们的情形来到主的面前。
And just come before the Lord as your honest condition.
我们请翻到《使徒行传》二十七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 27.
使徒行传二十七章二十二到二十六节。
Acts 27:22-26.
Yeah. 我念一次好，《使徒行传》二十七章二十二到二十六。现在我还劝你们放心，你们的性命一个也不失丧，唯独失丧这船。因我所属所侍奉的神，他的使者昨夜站在我旁边说，保罗不要害怕，你必定站在该撒面前，并且与你同船的人神都赐给你了，所以众位可以放心，我信神他怎样对我说，事情也要怎样成就，只是我们必要撞在一个岛上。
And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore take heart, man, for I believe God that it will be just as I was told me. However, we must run aground on a certain island.
我们弟兄上次讲到不要惧怕。
Our brother shared, do not be afraid.
对，所以我把圣经里面所有的那个不要惧怕，不要害怕，不要怕，统统搜寻了一次。
So I searched the scriptures, where just mentioned, do not be afraid, do not fear.
所以好几百次。
Many hundred times.
保罗在这个事情的背景是什么呢？
What is the context of brother Paul here?
保罗这个时候呢，他已经走过了他三次主要的旅行传道的那个旅程。
Paul has already gone through three missionary trips.
如果你真的要算的话，这是他所谓的第四次。
This is the fourth time.
也就是说，他是作为一个囚犯的身份呢， 被押解到罗马去。
He was a prisoner and was on the ship to Rome.
要在那边接受罗马皇帝的审判。
To get the judgment from the emperor.
所以在这个过程当中，他是随着一个船被押解过去的。
So in this journey, he's on the ship.
然后在这个行船的旅程里面，他们遇到一个很大的风浪。
They met a great storm during the journey.
对，到了一个地步呢，这个船恐怕保不住啊。
To a point, the ship is going to be broken.
所以我们在想，保罗这个时候他已经是一个非常成熟的一个基督徒了。
So we think Paul was already a very mature Christian.
他写过了加拉太书，写过了罗马书。
He wrote the books of Galatians and the book of Romans.
对，写过了哥林多前后书。
And the first and second Corinthians.
我们在想，保罗，你还会害怕吗？
And we think, Paul, are you still afraid?
会的。
Yes.
我相信保罗，可能跟了后来事后之后跟其他弟兄们，或是这个作者路加，可能他就讲了。
And afterwards, and Paul fellowship with the author of the book of Acts, Luke.
所以他就写在这里。
And he wrote down record here.
你发现保罗跟神很敞开，也跟弟兄们很敞开。
And Paul was open to the Lord and to the brothers.
他没有隐藏说啊，我在那一次的旅程里面，我觉得很害怕。
He didn't hide that I was afraid.
我这是我个人的想象。
And this is my own interpretation.
那时候好像在黑夜当中
，and in darkness.
然后船在那个大海里面没办法靠岸。
The ship is in the ocean, not able to come aground.
那是否他们整船要沉在海里面呢
？Maybe the whole group of people will sink into the sea.
所以他前面不晓得该如何，他的性命也可能没有办法保住。
He don't know about his future and his life.
所以当他在那个船舱里面祷告的时候
，Well, he prayed in the ship.
对，他告诉主说，或是说他向主敞开的时候，主知道他心中的害怕。
When he opened up to the Lord,
对他没有也没有向主隐藏他是多么刚强的人。
He didn't hide that I'm so strong.
所以就在他祷告的过程里面
，while he was praying,
主在他身旁说不要害怕。
The Lord told him, "Do not be afraid."
每一次主说不要害怕的时候，表示这个人心中在害怕。
Every time the Lord says, "Do not be afraid," it means the person he is afraid.
所以当主用这句话，放进保罗的心中，成为他的应许之后
，When God spoke into Paul's heart with this word as a promise，
我们弟兄就不再惧怕。
Our brother is no longer afraid，
因为他知道主已经给他一个应许
，And he knows God gave him a promise。
他知道清楚说这个船必定被保住
，He knows clearly that this ship is going to be kept。
他里面那个惧怕就被挪去了
，The fear is gone。
我记得有一次我在一些年前的时候，有一只眼睛第一次产生了一种问题。
A few years ago, I had some eye problems.
对，然后那个问题就是里面有一个黑影这样子。
So there is a shadow in my eye.
对，我今天都还有。
I still have it today.
所以那时候我第一次有了黑影的时候，我心中觉得很惧怕。
The first time I got a shadow in my eye, I was afraid.
那我看这个直线怎么都变得歪歪扭扭的
？I look at the straight line and it's crooked.
啊，那时候我在参加西岸聚会。
That time I was in WCCC.
对，然后回来之后马上 make appointment 要去看眼科医生。
After I came back, I made appointment with the eye doctor.
我想说这个眼睛是出了问题是大问题啊。
It's gonna be a big problem if I have eye problem.
对，如果我不知道形容什么，就是如果哪边受伤的肌肉受伤也还可以吧，还可以生活下去。
If somewhere else in my body, like a muscle is hurt, it's okay. I can still survive.
我少了一只眼睛，可能有点麻烦。
If I lose one eye, that will be a big problem.
然后我去看医生的时候，眼科医生帮我检查嘛。
When I was checked by the eye doctor,
我一直跟他说，我一定是电脑看太多了。
I just kept telling him, maybe I just see the computer screen for too long.
他不太同意。
And he didn't quite agree.
他说这种情形啊，通常是压力太大。
He said, it must be you are under great pressure.
我当时我不承认。
I didn't agree with him.
我心里面是这样想了，我没有讲，我心里面想说我已经信主这么久了。
In my heart, I thought I have believed in the Lord for such a long time.
我常告诉弟兄姊妹不要为明天忧虑。
I always told brother and sister, do not be afraid of tomorrow.
对，我怎么可能会压力太大呢？
How am I able to have a great pressure?
那所以我一直讲说，不会吧，应该不是压力太大，一定是我看电脑太多。他就一直跟我说应该是压力太大。
And I said, no, it can't be that it's too much pressure. It must be I see a computer for too long. And doctor didn't agree.
对，我后来回家想一想。
After I came back home and I thought.
所以医生讲的有道理。
The doctor was right.
可能我上班的时候压力有点大。
I had too much pressure while I was working.
然后那个什么带茶巾啊讲到压力更大。
And in the Bible study and the Sunday message, more pressure.
对，后来，所以弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们是一个会有软弱的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are the people who have weakness.
对，我就跟主承认，我原来我是一个，在我不知不觉当中，我是一个在承受压力的人。
And I confess to the Lord unknowingly, subconsciously, I was under great pressure.
我就再次被提醒，我要照着我的本相来到主的面前。
I was reminded again, come before the Lord just as I am.
对，我明明心里面有受压，有那个有害怕，但是我必须在主面前承认。
Yes, I'm under pressure and I have fear in my heart, but I have to confess that.
所以接下来哈，我会念很多的圣经。
And then I'll read many scriptures.
然后全部都是诗篇里面的全部都是诗篇。
They're all in the book of Psalms.
我想要借着诗篇来表达这些作诗人呢，他们是照着他的本相来到神的面前。
So the psalmist in the psalm, they come before the Lord just as they are.
对，当他们来到神的面前，他们就没有任何的隐藏。
When they come before the Lord, there's nothing they're hiding.
对，我心中就像保罗一样，当他心中感觉恐惧的时候
，just as brother Paul when he feared,
他就告诉主
，and he told the Lord,
他不会因为我是一个被大用的仆人，我不应该有恐惧而隐藏自己的恐惧。
He won't hide himself because I'm a great worker of God and hide his fear.
我们先看诗篇的55篇
，Psalm 55.
五十五篇的第一节
55 verse 1
诗篇五十五篇第一节，神啊，求你留心听我的祷告，不要隐藏不听我的恳求。
Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication.
这是一首大卫的诗篇。
This is a psalm of David.
所以一开头的时候你会发现他在跟神祷告。
At the beginning, he prayed to the Lord.
当他祷告的时候，他好像在讲说，主啊，你不要隐藏。
In his prayer, he said, Lord, do not hide from me.
其实可以我们可以这样祷告。
We can pray like this.
其实从另外一个角度来看的时候，
From a different perspective,
他的意思是说，主啊，我向你没有任何的隐藏。
He means, there is nothing I'm hiding from you, Lord.
求你听我的恳求。
Please hear my supplication.
求你听我心中向你完全的敞开的倾心吐意。
And give ear to my outpouring of my soul.
我没有任何保留，我就全我如何什么样子，我就来到你的面前。
There's no reservation in my heart. I just come before the Lord just as I am.
结果他是什么样子呢？
So what is he like?
55篇的第四到六节。
Psalm 55:4-6.
我心在我里面甚是疼痛，死的惊惶临到我身，恐惧战惊归到我身，惊恐漫过了我。我说，但愿我有翅膀像鸽子，我就飞去得享安息。
My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me.Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and the horror has overwhelmed me. So I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest.
然后十七节
Verse 17.
我要晚上早晨晌午哀声悲叹，他也必听我的声音。
Evening and the morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice.
弟兄姊妹，那个诗篇，当我在寻求如何表达一个基督徒好像向神完全敞开的时候
，What I'm seeking and how to illustrate a Christian when he's opened up to the Lord
对。对我想来想去，我觉得只有看诗啊，不是只有，就我觉得看诗篇好像能够让我们能够看见这些的例子。
When we read the Psalm and we can see the examples here，
因为这些被收录在诗篇的已经成为圣经，也都是神的话。
The words are recorded here. They are all the word of God.
但是诗篇是用最简单的文字表达一个人最深处的经历和他的感觉。
So Psalms is using the simplest words to express the deepest experience of a person.
所以我后来发现我需要用诗篇来表达我们怎么样照我们本相。他里面好多例子都是照我的本相来到主的面前。
So I want to use Psalm to illustrate how we come before the Lord just as I am.
所以这个有可能跟我们过去想的诗篇好像没有错，诗篇有很多的赞美。
Yes, indeed, there are a lot of praises in Psalm.
对，很多的得胜。
And there are a lot of overcoming.
对，很多在好像指那个言语指向主的时候，他是何等喜乐，何等赐安息的主。
And full of joy and full of rest.
对，但是同时之间，你又看见这些作诗人他们是怎么样。很诚实的把自己摆在主的面前。
At the same time, you can see how the psalmists are so honest and commit themselves before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们有人有这样祷告过吗
？I don't know, brothers and sisters, have you ever prayed like this?
然后他说第四节，他说我心在里面好疼痛。
Verse 4, my heart is severely pained within me.
我不仅很惊惶
，not only the terrors of death.
那个惊惶好像那个死亡的那种。程度的惊惶临到我的身上
To a point the terror of death have fallen upon me
然后有一种恐惧战惊好像大海一样淹没在我的身上
And the fearfulness and the trembling is like the sea just overwhelmed me
哇当我在这个时候这种感觉的时候我何等希望有一双翅膀
When I'm under this condition how much I hope I would have a wings
救我脱离这个好像这个恐惧的那个海洋的里面
I can be saved and delivered from the terror of the sea
对十七节那边他好像从早到晚从晚上到中午到晚上都在主面前哀求啊
And verse 17 the evening, morning and noon and he prayed always before the Lord
哇所以当我们读诗篇的时候在想这个大卫真的很痛苦啊
When we read Psalm and David is under great pressure and sorrow
不过大家不要误会，好像他天天都是一个抱怨的人，好像从早上抱怨到晚上。不过他不是这种人。
Don't misunderstand that David complains from morning, afternoon until evening.
而是说他在这一个痛苦恐惧的时候呢，他整天都把自己敞开在主的面前。
It means in the sorrow and terror, he opened up himself to the Lord.
然后在我们到下一篇五十六篇也是大卫的诗篇
，Psalm 56.The Psalm of David again.
我就举第八节
，verse 8，
五十六篇第八节。我几次流离，你都记数。求你把我眼泪装在你的皮带里，这不都记在你册子上了吗
？You remember all my wanderings, put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book?
当然弟兄姊妹我们不是说一个基督徒要流泪才比较属灵好不要误会
So brother and sister we're not to say a Christian you have to cry so that to prove you're spiritual
我知道一些弟兄们对比较是弟兄们我不常看到他们流泪
I know some brothers I rarely see they cry
应该是说不常看到他们公开的流泪
Or I should say they rarely see them cry publicly
但是我们知道他们跟主之间有很亲密的连结
But we know there is intimate relationship between themselves and the Lord
对有一次有一个老弟兄
One time an elder brother
他说他很愿意在弟兄姊妹跟前呢学习是一个喜乐的人
He said he was willing to learn before brothers and sisters to be a joyful person.
对，可是当时他的姊妹，他的妻子，到了癌症的末期。
But at that time, his sister, his wife was at the end of her life because of cancer.
Yeah, 所以他略略跟我们提了一点点。
So he mentioned just a little bit.
对，很多时候没有错，我是在弟兄姊妹跟前，我是真的有重组来的喜乐。
Yeah, sometimes I do have joy from the Lord before brothers and sisters.
但是我在私下在家里面啊，许多的眼泪是人看不见的。
When I was at home, many tears, nobody can see that.
所以当大卫在主的面前有这些恐惧。
So when David, he had this terrors before the Lord.
然后他也许他在私下里面有许多的眼泪。
And privately, he had many tears.
他向主是完全的敞开。
He totally opened up himself.
对，我们想说大卫你是大能的勇士啊。
And we are thinking, David, you are the great warrior and soldier.
你是耶和华的受膏者。
You are the anointed one of Jehovah.
对，将来你是做王的那位啊。
You are the king.
你怎么可以像那个不好意思啊，这个小女生这样天天哭呢？
How dare you as a little girl just cry all day?
没有，她怎么流泪？她在主的面前她就没有任何保留。
No, that's not the case. And he opened up and cried before the Lord.
她甚至把她的经历写成诗歌，请大家唱。
And he recorded his experience as hymns for people to sing.
她告诉弟兄姊妹们。当我在最恐惧艰难的时候
He tells brothers and sisters during my most difficulty
我流的眼泪都可以拿皮带来把它装起来了
You can put all my tears in your bottle
但是那是我那是真实的我
But that is myself, that's me
但是在我经过这些事情之后我心仍然仰望主
After I went through this, I still look up to the Lord
对，是他加添我的力量。
It is He gave me strength.
对，当我向他表达我心中的恐惧的时候
，When I cry out my terror, my fear.
啊，就是当我那个弟兄那个信息我在想。
Well, I was meditating on the message that brother shared.
很多时候我们今天的忧虑忧愁
，Many times our sorrow, anxiety.
可能在那个根源里面都是某一种的恐惧。
The root problem very possibly be the fear.
对，我怕。哪一天我就离开世上了，我怕死。
I'm afraid of death. Maybe one day I'll just pass away.
对，有一天我可能眼睛出了问题，我这个生活就很不方便。
One day my eye was a diagnosis with a problem. I'll have great trouble for daily life.
对我这个研究做不出来，我这个毕不了业怎么办？我很怕。
My research problem. I'm not able to graduate.
然后我不晓得前途如何，我能够留得下来吗？我心中怕。
I have no certainty about my future. Am I able to stay here? I'm afraid.
对，很多时候里面那个惧怕隐藏在我们的深处。
Many times the fear was deeply hidden in our life.
然后它发出来就是我们对明天的忧虑。
And when it is manifested, that's the fear of tomorrow.
所以感谢主。当我们愿意向主敞开的时候
But thank the Lord when we open ourselves to the Lord
我们盼望主给我们一句话不要害怕
And we hope the Lord gave us a word Do not be afraid
就像保罗在那个黑暗的船舱里面那时候祷告
Like Paul in the dark cabin and he prayed to the Lord
对伟修弟兄或年长弟兄可以讲好多道理不要害怕
Brother Benjamin and the elder brothers can share a lot of have knowledge Do not be afraid
OK, 我可以跟弟兄姊妹讲说圣经里面有235次不要害怕这是我发这是我乱编的。
I can tell brother and sister, there are 235 times of the promise, do not be afraid.
不大概是200多次没错。
Around 200 times.
讲了这么多
,you said so much.
但是当我惧怕的时候我还是怕。
But when I am afraid, I am afraid.
但当我们照着我们的本相来到主的面前
But I come before the Lord just as I am
主啊 我现在是惧怕的
Lord I'm afraid
我心中忧愁
In my heart there is sorrow
我想要属灵不忧愁但是我做不到
I want to be spiritual to not be troubled be sorrowful but I'm not able to do it
对但是在这个向主倾心吐意的过程里
When you are pouring out your souls to the Lord
然后我们被带到转眼仰望耶稣
We're brought to a condition to look up to Jesus
对如果主在这个时候给我们一句话不要怕
And at this time the moment the Lord gave us a word Do not be afraid
弟兄姊妹一句话可以胜过 一百堂道。
Brothers and sisters, a word from God overcomes 100 times of message.
对，因为这句话能够叫我们能够刚强壮胆。
And this word can give you strength and be bold.
因为我们向主敞开的缘故，主有真实的话语直接进到我们的生命里面。
And when you open to the Lord, the God have a word and truly penetrate into your life.
对，我个人相信保罗在这次传难啊，就是传难之后。
And personally, I believe after this difficulty,
对他一直来到那个审判那个君王那个王的面前。
And Paul came to the king of the judgment.
然后经历了那个被监禁的时间。
And after the time in the prison.
啊，感谢主，这一切的起头有一句话叫做不要怕。
And thank the Lord, the beginning of all this experience, the word from God, do not be afraid.
对，可以拖住我们弟兄在这第四次的旅程里面，它有一个 key word, 有一个 key sentence, 就是一个神的话语，就是不要怕。
Can uplift our brother in the fourth journey of his mission trip, do not be afraid.
所以下一个例子哈，是讲到得罪神。
The next example is sin against God.
我们读一下诗篇的第四十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 40.
诗篇四十篇的十二跟十三节。
Psalm 40, 12 and 13.
诗篇四十篇十二十三，因有无数的祸患围困我，我的罪孽追上了我，使我不能昂首。这罪孽比我的头发还多，我就心寒胆战。耶和华啊，求你开恩搭救我，耶和华啊，求你速速帮助我。
For innumerable evils have surrounded me, my iniquities have overtaken me, so that I'm not able to look up. There are more than the hairs on my head, therefore my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
这也是大卫的诗篇。
This is also the Psalm of David.
这边有一个形容是很有意思的。
So here is an illustration, quite interesting.
他说，跟头发的数量比起来，我犯的罪孽比头发还多。
And my sins and my evilness, the number can compare to the number of my hair.
然后另外一个是他把那个罪形容成一个人，一个仇人。
So his sins and iniquities is like a person.
然后那个仇人好像一直在追赶他。
And that person is just running after him.
所以他好像那种感觉像在逃命一样。
He was escaping.
然后那个罪在后面紧紧好像要一直抓他。
But the sin is running after him to catch him.
哎，这是大卫的诗篇。
This is a Psalm of David.
然后我们往前翻到38篇。
Turn to Psalm 38.
38篇我念多一点哈。38篇1到10节。
Psalm 38:1-10.
三十八篇一到十，耶和华啊，求你不要在怒中责备我，不要在烈怒中惩罚我，因为你的箭射入我身，你的手压住我，因你的恼怒，我的肉无以完全，因我的罪过，我的骨头也不安宁，我的罪孽高过我的头，如同重担，叫我担当不起。因我的愚昧，我的伤发臭流脓，我疼痛大大卷曲，终日哀痛，我满腰是火，我的肉无一完全，我被压伤，身体疲倦，因心里不安，我就哀哼。主啊，我的心愿都在你面前，我的叹息不向你隐瞒，我心跳动，我力衰微，连我眼中的光也没有了。
O Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. For your arrows pierce me deeply, and your hand presses me down. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your anger, nor any health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head, like a heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds are full and festering because of my foolishness.I'm troubled, I'm bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are full of inflammation, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I'm feeble and severely broken. I groan because of the turmoil of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pants, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it is, it also has come from.
17跟18节
17 and 18,
我几乎跌倒，我的痛苦常在我面前，我要承认我的罪孽，我要因我的罪忧愁。
For I'm ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity, I will be in anguish over my sin.
22节
22.
拯救我的主啊，求你快快帮助我。
Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
我今天念的圣经比较多。
I read quite a few scriptures.
但希望我们在读的时候大家去感受一下那个作诗人为什么要这样写。
And when we are reading this, and try to sense why the hymnist write this.
然后你尽量去体会一下他里面的那种经历跟感觉。
Try to understand the experience and the senses.
所以当我们刚，就我刚才只是截取了一点的，一段的，一些的圣经。
I just chose a few scriptures.
但是你可以发现说，大卫是一个对罪很敏感的人。
But you can see that David, he's someone very sensitive to sins.
就像我们刚刚讲的，就如果你平常，我们通常会跟弟兄姊妹讲，有时候交通的时候说，我们一定会犯罪的，我们不可能不犯罪。
Normally when we share the fellowship with brothers and sisters, and we will say, of course we sin.
但是如果你很真实的问你自己的话，
But if you truly and honestly ask yourself,
你真的觉得你犯了很多的罪吗？
Do you really feel you commit a lot of sins?
就比如说你过去一个礼拜，
In the past week,
你真的觉得犯了这些罪，然后有许多地方得罪了主吗？
Do you really feel you commit a lot of iniquities and sin against God?
你发现大卫他有这种对罪很敏感的感觉。
And you see that David is sensitive to sins.
对，他在他的生活，他在他的那个生活当中
，in his lives，
他总觉得哇，好像有罪，我犯的罪好像跟头发那么一样多啊。
I feel that my sins is as the hairs of my head.
对 ，OK， 这个。找一个头发多的，这个怎么我这个犯罪好像他一直在追赶我，没有办法逃躲他。
My sins is running after me. I'm not able to escape.
然后当他在犯罪得罪神的时候，
When he is sinning against God,
他觉得他身上的那个污秽好像发臭流脓的那个肉。
His feel, his filth is like the rotten flesh and the festering.
那么的脏，那么的好像就像大麻风一样。
It's filthy like the leprosy.
好像这个没有办法见人。
Not able to let people see.
然后我自己看的时候都觉得恶心。
When I see myself, I feel it's disgusting.
然后我再看几次的时候，我就觉得没什么盼望。
I see it a few more times, I'm desperate.
所以他就觉得啊，我每天都在疼痛，都在哀哼这样子。
So every day he just in groaning.
然后那个常常因为犯罪的痛苦，好像天天那个罪的痛苦都在他的眼前。
And the sorrow of sins are before him.Every day.
他心里面没有平安。
There's no rest in him.
弟兄姊妹，我们先不管我们有没有像大卫一样对罪敏感的程度。
Let's not compare us and to David of the sensitivity of sin.
但至少我想我们要彼此勉励，常常维持一个清洁明亮的良心。
But we at least we encourage one another, just keep a clear conscience.
对，我们才可以常常的蒙光照，受提醒。
And so that we can be illuminated and be reminded.
对，当我们对神有得罪的时候，我们至少开始里面有感觉，有知道。
And when we sin against God, we start to feel this conscience.
那这个很重要。
This is very important.
然后接下来弟兄姊妹，当我们有这些罪的感觉
，Next, when we are sensitive to our sins,
然后有些基督徒啊是比较 对自己要求比较高的。
Some Christians, they hold a high standard for themselves.
有的要求低的话不太好，就是我们需要在主的那个良心的那个光照里面对自己有一个合适的要求。
The low standard is not good. We need to come before the Lord with the light of the Lord, have a reasonable standard of our conscience.
但有些弟兄姊妹就基督徒的的确确在他的性情里面对自己的要求是比较高的。
Indeed, some Christians in their character, they hold a high standard for themselves.
对，但不管如何，当我们里面有那个犯罪的感觉
，No matter what, when you feel you sin against God,
我们觉得让神伤心，我们又得罪神的时候
，And when we sin against God, let God down.
有的时候我们觉得不好意思来到主的面前
，And we feel shameful to come before the Lord.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有这种经历
，I don't know if brothers and sisters have the same experience.
哦，我今天就是我今天得罪神了。
Today I sin against God.
对，某一天犯了一个罪。
Someday I commit a sin.
然后我向主承认。
I confess.
然后第二天又犯。
And next day I commit again.
然后过了几天又犯。
A few days later again.
一年两年之后又起来，那个罪又起来了。
A year, two years later, the same sin came up again.
你们有这种经历吗
？Do you have a similar experience?
对，有的时候我都觉得，哎呀。这个我都有点不太好意思去见主啊。
Sometimes I feel, I'm so frustrated. I'm so shameful to meet the Lord.
对，就是我犯了又主赦免我。
And I commit sin and God forgave my sin.
你说两次三次也还可以吧
？And twice, three times, that's okay.
但是八次九次十几次。到了一个地步我都觉得不好意思了。
What about 8, 9, 10 times until to a point I feel so shameful?
我不是说我们要活在最终哈。
I'm not saying we're supposed to live in sins.
对，但是当我们有罪的捆绑的时候呢，我们如果还不来到主的面前，那我们只能够活在捆绑里了。
If we're in the bondage of sins and we don't come before the Lord, the end result is you live continuously living the bondage of sin.
我跟弟兄姊妹诚实的说
，I honestly tell brother and sister.
我最怕弟兄姊妹问我一个问题。
I fear, I'm afraid, brother and sister ask me a question.
这个弟兄啊，我一直有一个罪，好像一直捆绑我脱不开。
Brothers, I have a sin and always in me. I'm not able to get rid of it.
我想请教年长弟兄，我要怎么样能够胜过脱开这个罪的捆绑
？I want to ask elder brother, how can I be delivered from the sin, be free from the sin?
我有两种无奈的回答。
I have two answers.
对，一种。我们请翻到罗马书，我们来看看。不是，你们不要翻。一种的标准答案是说，请翻到罗马书，与主同死同复活就脱离了。
The one model answer was turn to Romans and you die with the Lord and crucify with the Lord and rise up with the Lord.
另外一个回答是这样子。
Another answer.
其实我也常常被捆绑。
I am the same and under the bondage of sin.
我们彼此勉励吧。
Let's encourage one another.
弟兄姊妹，这不是说没有盼望哈。
Brother and sister, we're not to say there is no hope.
但请记得，在我们脱离捆绑之前呢，我们一定要来到主的面前。
But remember this: before we're delivered from sins, we have to come before the Lord.
对，就像大卫一样。
Just as David.
对，大卫他不管犯多少的罪，多大的罪。他都一定要来到主的面前。
And David he come before the Lord, no matter how great the sin is and how many sins he committed.
然后当他一来到主的面前的时候，我们今天比大卫还有福啊，因为我们知道主宝血的功效。
When he come before the Lord, and we today were more blessed. We have the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
对，只要不管犯什么样的罪，多大的罪，多频繁的罪。一来到主的面前，主的宝血就一定有功效。
No matter what sins you are committing, how many times you are committing, the precious blood will have the effect on you.
然后主的血就洗净我们一切的罪。
The blood of Christ will cleanse us all our sins.
它一洗净的时候呢，我们的良心就恢复那个平安。
When all the sins are cleansed and our conscience is clear,
就对主没有那个亏欠。
we don't have a guilty conscience.
然后我们就可以恢复跟神一个亲近的关系和交通。
And we can restore this intimate fellowship with Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们胜过罪的根基。
Brothers and sisters, this is a foundation for us to overcome the sin.
对，千万不要被撒旦仇敌欺骗。
And never be tricked by Satan, our enemies.
好像他会说，哎呀，这个某某弟兄，你已经犯罪对第805次了。
Satan will say, brother so and so, you have committed 805 times of the sin.
你这种基督徒不像样吧？
What Christians are you?
你还带查经啊？
You're leading the Bible study.
其实你私底下是不像样的。
In your private life, you're not able to let other people see.
你根本不配来到主的面前。
You're not worthy to come before the Lord.
是的，我们照着我们的情形，照着我们真实的情形是不配。
Yes, we are not worthy as our true condition.
但是主今天的恩典叫我成为一个罪人蒙主的恩典。
But God's grace make me a sinner saved by grace.
所以我们可以对撒旦说，这个仇敌退我去吧。
So we can say to Satan, go away, get away from me.
我永远都可以照着我的本相来到神的面前。
I can always come before the Lord just as I am.
一来到他的面前，我们就蒙赦免。
And once I come before him, we're cleansed, we're forgiven.
弟兄姊妹，我们绝对不要因着仇敌的控告而爬不起来。
Brothers and sisters, don't because of the accusation of the enemies and you are not able to rise up.
对，有时候我真的从心里面有一个很深的感觉跟感恩。
There is a deep thanksgiving in my heart.
啊，主啊，谢谢你对我许多的忍耐。
Lord, thank you for all your long sufferings for me.
啊，我真的觉得你的忍耐实在太多，真的是无限的。
Your suffering is so great.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如果开始对罪有这样一个感觉，
brothers and sisters, if we start to have the sense of sins,
里面有时候是圣灵是责备我们，
sometimes the Holy Spirit rebukes us.
有时候甚至可能是我自己在责备我自己，
maybe sometimes I myself rebuke myself.
但不管如何， just as I am, 就照着我的本相，我这个犯罪的人，污秽的人，臭的人还是要来到主的面前。
But no matter what, just as I am, the sinner, this come before the Lord.
还有一个例子。
Another example.
好，我们翻到诗篇三，诗篇三十七篇第一节。
Psalm 38 verse 1.
诗篇三十七篇第一节，不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。
Do not fret because of the evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity.
这句话比较像信息啊。
This, it's more like a message.
对，就是就劝勉那个神的儿女不要心怀不平。
To encourage and exhort the children of God, do not fret.
然后我们翻到诗篇七十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 73.
诗篇七十三篇，还是要念一到十节。
Psalm 73:1-10。
诗篇七十三篇一到十，神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。至于我，我的脚几乎失闪，我的脚险些滑跌。我见恶人和狂傲人想平安，就心怀不平。心怀不平，这里他们死的时候没有疼痛。他们的力气却也壮实，他们不向别人受苦，也不向别人遭灾，所以骄傲如链子戴在他们的项上，强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体，他们的眼睛因体胖而突出，他们所传的过于心里所想的，他们讥笑人，凭恶意说欺压人的话，他们说话自高，他们的口亵渎上天，他们的舌毁谤全地，所以神的名归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。
Psalm 73:1-10. Truly God is good to Israel, to such as pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped, for I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, for there are no pangs in their death. and their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride serves them as their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bulge with abundance. They have more than a heart could wish. They scoff and they speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore, his people return here, and waters of a full cup are drained by them.
16跟17节
16 and 17,
我思索怎能明白这事，眼看时系为难，等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end.
25-26,
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
刚才这首是亚萨的诗，是不是大卫？
This hymn is written by Asaph.
Yeah. 之前大卫那个诗篇不是劝，就是告诫神的儿女们不要心怀不平，对不对？
The previous psalm of David, he warns the children of God, do not fret.
请问有哪个弟兄姊妹你不知道信主了不要心怀不平？
Let me ask, is there any of you do not know that after you believe in the Lord, do not feel unfair, fret?
对。但是我们头脑知道啊。
Our head knowledge, we know that.
道理都懂。
And we know the doctrine, we know the knowledge.
里面不平，心怀不平，里面有怒气，有嫉妒，我们知道这不对。
We have this anger, jealousy, and we know it's wrong.
但有时候做不到。
But sometimes we're not able to overcome.
这个作诗的这个作诗人，他做不到。
This, the psalmist, he's not able to do it.
他觉得不公平啊。
He feels it's unfair.
我是神的儿女。
I'm a child of God.
我是属神的，照理讲我应该平安得福，对不对？
I belong to God. Technically speaking, I'm supposed to be blessed.
但现实却不是如此。
But the reality is different.
但我反而看那些不敬畏神的人。
But I see those wicked people, they do not worship God.
甚至那些反对神儿女的人。
And those people who are against the children of God.
哇，他们这个长得白白胖胖的。
They have prosperity.
然后对，好像一帆风顺。
Everything is smooth.
然后好像又非常的通达。
And their life is prosperous.
可是他们明明就是作恶的人啊。
But they're the evildoers.
啊，我想不通。
I don't understand.
对，我想不通，就是所以不信主的人，那个 H1B 都一次就抽中。
The unbelievers, their H1B visa, they got one time, they got selected.
对，我属于主的人，为什么要抽这么多次呢？
I'm a child of God. How come so many times I'm still not selected?
对，这个我的同学他不信主。
My classmates, they're unbelievers.
那 paper 就一直出，一直出。
And they just keep publishing their papers.
然后我这个第一篇就出不来。
And my first one, it's just stopped, hindered.
对，然后我看我这个周边的不信主的，好像生活都很正常。
I look at the surrounding unbelievers, their life and just go smoothly.
对，为什么神要允许一个疾病临到我身上呢？
Why a sickness fall upon me?
对，有时候想不通。
I don't understand.
心里就想不通的时候，心里就越来越感到不平。
Don't understand in my heart, I feel it's unfair.
弟兄姊妹，我们对主诚实哈。
Brothers and sisters, be honest to God.
有时候我不晓得弟兄姊妹会不会对于弟兄姊妹都觉得不平。
I don't know if sometimes you feel unfair towards brothers and sisters.
对，会不会那个弟兄或姊妹他这个对他口才这么好。
And some brothers and sisters, they're eloquent.
那我这个就是没，好像就没办法有那种恩赐。
I'm not able to have the same gift.
但为什么那个 那位弟兄或姊妹可以带人信主
or that brother and sister they're able to lead people to believe God
然后我努力了三年都一个都不信
and I tried so hard after 3 years nobody believed
哎，我就心中觉得想不通
no, in my heart I don't understand
好像里面觉得不太公平啊
I feel it's not fair
所以弟兄姊妹
brother and sister
我不是叫大家心怀不平啊
I'm not saying to teach you to feel unfair
而是你会看见这边有一个作诗人
but you can see the psalmist
他向主诚实的照我本相我今天有这种不平的感觉我就来到主面前
and he's honest and come before the Lord just as I am if I have this unfair feeling
对他甚至可能所以这个我前面那个前提很重要就是他里面甚至有一种向神埋怨的一种语气跟感觉
the precondition is important even though he has a feeling in a sense to complain.
对，但他心里面仍然有那个前提，就是他要主。
But in his heart, there is still the prerequisite.
他不会因为不要主，他整个人就变成充满了埋怨跟抱怨的人，不会。
He won't be full of complaints because he don't want the Lord.
对，他因为要主，他仍然要主，所以他就算是埋怨，他都埋怨在主的面前。
He still want the Lord, desire the Lord, even for the complaints. He complained before the Lord.
然后主，因为这个人仍然来到主的面前，主又就有机会可以拯救这个人。
Because this person, he still comes before the Lord, and the Lord is able to save him.
所以当他心中那个来到主面前，里面安静下来。
So when he comes before the Lord, he had rest before the Lord.
就好像来到那个圣所，来到主的那个施恩宝座前。
As if it's in the sanctuary of God, the throne of grace.
然后主就把他眼睛打开。
And God opened his eyes.
那你今天眼睛看到的是实际是这个情形
And your eyes, yes, you see the reality of this
对但是真正的结局和真正的情况却是这个样
But the end result, the final result, it's different
他就突然慢慢明白了
And he started to understand
他里面的不平就慢慢消退了
This unfair slowly and disappear
然后他觉得他以前觉得别人很得福
and he felt before others were so blessed
然后当他安静在主的面前他发现原来真正得福的是我
and when he quiet before God and he found out that I am the one who is blessed
因为我有主他是我的福分直到永远
because I have the Lord and he is my portion forever
然后他又有一个眼光他说、哦、这些恶人得到这个世上的目前得到世上的福气的样子
and he have this perspective even though the evildoers、they have the prosperity
但是我有一个天上属天的福气
but I have a heavenly blessing
所以那个他明白了属天福气他说主啊那个啊、除你以外我还有什么可以爱慕的呢
He understands this heavenly blessing and he said Who have I in heaven but you
因为能够认识你能够得着从你来的祝福那个才是真正的祝福
And to know you and to get the blessing from yourself That's the true blessing
我常常觉得、啊、
I always feel
全世界最有资格抱怨的人是主耶稣
On the earth, in the whole worldThe person who has the most valid reason to complain is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他舍弃天上的荣光
He left the glory in heaven.
把一切通通为我们这些罪人舍了
He laid down everything for us the sinners.
来到地上他得到什么回报呢
He came to the earth. What did he earn?
对人轻看他藐视他
And people despised him, belittle him.
然后拒绝他践踏他
And they reject him and trampled him
对攻击他盼望他早点死
and attacked him and hope he dies sooner
弟兄姊妹真的要抱怨的话我们主最有资格抱怨
brothers and sisters the Lord Jesus who has the most valid reason to complain
对但是在他一生当中一句抱怨的话都没有
but in his whole life there is not even one word of complaint
对 也我们不能够跟主比了
we can't compare ourselves with our Lord
但是主是我们的榜样
but the Lord is our example
他在最最最不公平的时候呢他仍然不会心怀不平
in the most unfair circumstances he did not fret
然后 最后一个例子
at last the example
是讲到我们在环境当中受到了患难和压力
it talks about the pressure and difficulties in our circumstances
我们看诗篇八十八篇
Psalm 88
我今天的确念很多圣经就是八十八篇一到九节
88:1-9
这首是一个可拉后裔的诗
This is a song of Korin
八十八篇一到九节我念一次耶和华拯救我的神我昼夜在你面前呼吁愿我的祷告达到你面前求你侧耳听我的呼求因为我心里满了患难我的性命临近阴间我算和下坑的人同列如同无力的人一样我被丢在死人中好像被杀的人躺在坟墓里他们是你不再纪念的与你隔绝了你把我放在极深的坑里在黑暗地方在深处你的愤怒重压我身你用一切的波浪困住我你把我所认识的隔在远处使我为他们所憎恶我被拘困不得出来我的眼睛因困苦而干瘪耶和华我天天求告你向你举手
Psalm 88:1-9 O Lord God of my salvation I have cried out day and night before youLet my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to the grave. I'm counted with those who go down to the pit. I'm like a man who has no strength, adrift among the dead, like the slain who lies in the grave, whom you remember no more, and who are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the depth. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you have afflicted me in all your waves. You have put away my acquaintance far from me. You have made me an abomination to them. I'm shut up, and I can't get out. My eyes waste away because of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands to you.
我不清楚这个作诗人经过过什么样的患难。
I don't know clearly what troubles, difficulties the psalmist went through.
但根据这个作诗人的里面的经历跟感觉，他好像经过极大的患难。
According to this census and the examples here, and he went through a great tribulation.
他这个患难好像把他带到了死亡和阴间里。
This difficulties as if brought him into the Hades.
在极深的坑里在很黑的黑暗里
in darkness in the lowest pit
他甚至觉得他整个人就像进入到死亡坟墓里面的光景一样
as if he felt he went into the grave
所以弟兄姊妹这个作诗人他在患难的时候照着他的本相来到神的面前
Brothers and sisters the psalmist came before the Lord just as he is
他没有向主隐藏他的软弱
He didn't hide all his weakness from the Lord.
你读这个诗篇的时候，你就觉得这个人很软弱。
When you read the psalm, you can feel his weakness.
他心里面充满了那种患难的感觉。
His heart is full of troubles and difficulties.
然后他这些形容的时候，他觉得他就已经差不多跟死亡差不多了。
All the illustrations here, he's close to death.
但他在这个最艰难里面最困苦的时候。仍然向主呼求
In this most difficult time, he still cried out to the Lord.
有的时候他甚至觉得主啊这些的苦难是你安排的压力压在我身上吗
And Sometimes he felt, Lord, are these difficulties that you planned, you measured out for me?
对是你有了愤怒临到我身上了吗
And your wrath came upon me.
对他不理解
He didn't understand.
但他向主呼求倾心吐意
But he cried out and poured out his soul to the Lord.
所以我想我这边做一个总结了
I'll just summarize here
我想我今天用了很多的诗篇
I read through a lot of psalms
我想要表达的一个意思是弟兄姊妹你看这些作诗的弟兄们都是软弱的人
to come to a point all these brothers they're all weak people
对他跟我们一样有感觉
they're same as us who have senses
会犯罪
We are we can commit sin.
所以有嫉妒。
And we have jealousy in our heart.
然后里面有压力。
And we have pressure within.
所以但是他们不管在什么样情形底下，他们一定会来到主的面前。
But no matter what circumstance it is, they come before the Lord.
照着我的本相，我是如何，我就来到主的面前。
Just as I am, I come before the Lord.
然后一来到主的面前，他们就经历到一件事，他们来到主的施恩宝座前。
Once coming to the Lord, they experience one thing, they come to the throne of grace.
然后再把自己交在主的手中。
And once again commit themselves into the hands of the Lord.
接受主安慰跟坚固的话语。
And to accept and receive the words of encouragement and the strength.
然后再重新的爬起来
，and once again rise up，
啊，得平安，从主那边看见是主是喜乐的
，to have rest and again rest to see God is full of joy。
那里面抱怨跟惧怕烟消云散
，the complaints within and the fear within all disappeared。
取代的是从主而来的平安
，and the Lord exchanged all this with the peace and rest。
心中感觉喜乐。
I feel joyful within.
然后里面对未来有盼望，有把握。
I have hope for my future. There is certainty, assurance.
所以他再次重新的被提起来，能够立上加力的继续的跟从主。
And once again, that he is lifted up and continues to follow the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我是今天的一个负担。
So brother and sister, this is my burden.
就是我们要亲近主。
We need to come close to God.
然后是在一个照我本相的光景里面遇见主。
And under this condition, just as you are, and to meet the Lord.
不要让仇敌得逞。
Do not let the enemies prevail.
有时候在最软弱、最压力、最爬不起来的时候
，and the most difficult times under pressure.
反而是一个最好的机会。我们能够遇见主。
It is actually the best opportunity for us to meet the Lord.
对，最好的机会，经历到说主的恩典是够我用的。
The greatest opportunity to experience my grace is sufficient for you.
然后最好的机会经历到什么叫做不要惧怕。
The most precious opportunity to experience do not be afraid.
我想愿我们有机会弟兄姊妹，你可以去读读诗篇。
If you have time to read Psalms,
然后去感受这些作诗人的经历 和情感
try to sense the feeling and experience of the song
也愿意他们是我们的榜样
and they're our examples
对我们也把我们心中的一切的经历感觉情感从长的来到摆到主的面前
and we laid every feeling and senses in our heart before the Lord
然后我心中最大最大的盼望就是每一个弟兄姊妹都开始明白我遇见主了
My greatest hope is that every brother and sister start to understand. I meet the Lord.
不可能的这个不好的情形底下，我遇见主了。
Among the impossibles, I meet the Lord.
Yeah, 我想我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们实在是感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
主啊，因为你在我们身上有太多的忍耐。
Lord, because you have long sufferings in our life.
然后你的应许立定在天。
Your promise, It's always there.
你的宝血永远有功效。
Your precious blood always have the effect.
对，我们能够照着我们的本相，永远，我们照着我们本相，不管任何的情况，都可以来到你的面前。
We can always come before you just as I am in whatever circumstances.
主，我们觉得我们是何等的有福，何等蒙了恩典。
We truly feel we're blessed. We're under your grace.
主，愿我们都凭着信。常常支取你的恩典
Lord, may we all with faith to accept your grace.
主啊，我们的祷告是我们每一个就都在灵里面主啊亲自的遇见你
Lord, our prayer is every each one of us in our spirit will meet you.
主啊，感谢你奉主耶稣基督的名
Lord, we thank you praising Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天聚会就到这里
We'll end our meeting here today.